Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 257. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What is going on
tonight? Darn right we are.
We're here.
That's right.
We're alive.
That's good. We are alive.
Creeping. Alive and creeping.
Alive and creeping, and we are here. Yeah, it's been a good night. Yeah, had a good full.
It's always a good night.
I don't hear it very often, but it was on the other day. That it was that song. So why creep? Yeah, because creeping is what I do. But it's not quite what we want. We don't want to make that our song for this podcast. No. But when it came on, I was like, oh, this could be a podcast. No, that's not a podcast song. But it does get stuck in your head. But. What is that? Is that TLC?
TLC.
Yeah. I know enough to be dangerous about that, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Left Eye. She's gone. Yeah, she not without us.
She's gone.
She's gone. She's not like 32. She came up on Facebook.
Gone forever. And that's Aaron Hernandez. That's Left Eye, too, though.
What are you talking about? Cut his mic.
I don't know.
Hey, he's in left field.
I'm
riffing over here. Sorry.
You're something. All right. Mm-hmm. Sean.
Yes.
Tell our lovely creepies, and they are lovely.
They are lovely.
What we're talking about for this mini
episode. Both of them are very lovely.
Both of them, yeah.
Isn't she lovely? This is your pick, Todd, and it is the Polly Jail in Alabama. And if interested, please go check out our show notes for the source links we use for this topic. And this is not Polly Shore, we decided, right?
Yeah. It's the Polly Jail.
That's right.
Has nothing to do with,
A little bit of history on it, or foundation, is the Polly Jail in Union Springs, Alabama, is widely considered one of the most haunted locations in the state. No way. There's zero chance of that. Built in 1897 by the Polly Jail Building and Manufacturing Company, it is among the oldest surviving jails in Alabama and now operates as a museum dedicated to the Prohibition era and local history.
So it is the same.
Mm-hmm.
Polly Jail Building Company.
Mm-hmm.
I've been around them.
Mm-hmm.
They go way back, apparently.
Apparently. 1897?
Mm-hmm.
That's a minute.
That is. This building is 3 stories tall and includes a main cell block. Let's see. This is really small lettering. Okay, here we go. I got to lift up the glasses. Okay. Mm-hmm. The building is 3 stories tall and includes a main cell block 8. Okay, they're running it together. Main cell block 8 cells. Okay, whatever.
Oh, boy.
2 cells isolated from the main cell block, a separate room for the women's cells, and a trap door located on the 3rd floor, purportedly used for hangings.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, the trap door.
What? Or trash.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Or laundry. It's a laundry chute. The trap door was operated by a correctional officer pulling a lever, and hanged inmates were dropped into the 2nd floor where other prisoners would see. Ooh. However, there is conflicting evidence as to whether this trap door was used at all, with some sources claiming that it was used twice, while others claim it was never used at all.
Hmm.
Regardless, it's interesting. That would be really freaky, though, if you're you're on the 2nd floor and you're an inmate and you all of a sudden they drop and it's like, oh, that's not what I wanted to see.
No.
Yeah. Not good. Not
it
good
is now the Polly Jail Museum.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Hmm. Open by appointment for tours and paranormal investigations.
Ooh, we need to go. Wonder how far it is. Let's see.
Oh, Alabama. Well, and I'm not sure where.
I've never been to Alabama. Never been to Alabama. That's why.
Been through there, stayed there. Then we, of course, stayed like south Alabama. But
a friend of mine's got his mom and stepdad. They have a condo on Gulf Shores. But
It's beautiful down there. I'm just not sure where Union Springs, Alabama is.
Yeah.
I honestly didn't look at it on the map. It
says in 2004, the jail was refurbished for use in Heaven's Fall, an independent film that was released in 2006. This film was based on the real-life Scottsboro Boys case, where 9 black boys were accused of rape by 2 women in 1931.
Yikes.
The film is set, is still set up today in what was the deputy's quarters on the 1st floor. Today, the jail has been renovated farther and or further, sorry, is really small again, and is now a historic museum, as Nate said, for Union Springs, Alabama. So, there you go. A little history. You ready to get to the paranormal
Heck
stuff?
Yeah. This says, the jail's reputation for paranormal activity stems from several documented deaths and violent events that occurred within its walls. During its operational years from 1897 to the 1960s, visitors and investigators report cold spots, disembodied voices, shadow figures, and the sounds of heavy metal door swinging and traps. There's three main spirits, which I don't know if you guys want. Willie Upshaw's killer. Did you ever talk about that? You didn't talk about that
one. No, but I'm looking at it right now.
Upshaw was the jail's first prisoner in 1897 after escaping and being murdered. His killer was incarcerated by Pauley Jail and allegedly committed suicide by hanging in a third-floored cell. Witnesses report hearing swinging sounds and seeing an apparition of a man with a noose around his neck on the third floor.
Yeah.
Just hanging around.
Yeah, it was Willie Upshaw. What's funny is Willie Upshaw... I think he's deceased. He used to be he was a football player, retired football player, and he was like the player's representative for the NFL. But his name was Willie Upshaw. So,
But he's dead now.
That was just a side note. That really didn't have anything to do with the story. I just thought.
Same name.
Yeah. I just,
he's hanging around somewhere too, but
just made me think of Willie.
Aberdeen Johnson.
Aberdeen Johnson.
Another one. Yep.
A black man accused of assaulting a white woman lynched after being taken to jail. A lot of that happened then, unfortunately.
I think he's one I heard on one of the videos. I think he's the one that they really, like, abused the heck out of him before they even hung him.
Well.
And he was, or is that what you're going to talk about?
Well.
Like how many times he was shot?
150 times.
Yes, that's what I heard.
He was hanged in a tree outside and shot over 150 times.
Still alive, they said. There was a big uprising about how he was treated and how that basically the law let that get out of hand, obviously.
That's a little much.
A little much is right. And the fact that he's still alive after that is just crazy.
Said there are claims of Johnson's apparition wandering around the property, although it is unclear if he is tied to a specific place on the property like Upshaw is. That's kind of brutal. Lastly, J.W. Mann was arrested and placed in Pauley Jail on Christmas Eve in 1960. Allegedly, he fell asleep smoking in his bed and died in the resulting fire. Claims suggest that the apparition of man appears every Christmas in his cell. So he just comes around the Christmas time, the Christmas season, you know.
That's right.
Yeah. 'Tis the season for JW.
Gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, the whole year.
Says three-story structure, like you said, Todd, it's three stories, includes a woman's wing, interrogation rooms, and a bullpen for deputies. The third floor features 20-foot catwalks and a swing trap door used for hangings, which were conducted in plain view of other inmates. While some sources claim the trap door was used for executions, others suggest it may never have been used, creating a conflicting historical narrative that fuels haunting legends. Paranormal groups, including the Alabama Paranormal Research Team and Seeking Beyond Paranormal, have conducted investigations at the site. While some teams have recorded EVPs and physical interactions, others have found no activity, suggesting the hauntings may be intermittent. Isn't that kind of
that's kind of how
I was going to say that's kind of what we
that's what these places what are. Happens, I mean, you don't know what when and. Go ahead.
There is even one account of a violent encounter with one of the jail spirits. According to The Haunting of Alabama by Alan Brown, a former Bullock County sheriff was trying to antagonize a spirit and was subsequently. Yeah.
That's a tough one. I like the way you said it a lot better than I did.
Yeah.
Hit in the back of the head. Okay. Allegedly, there was a dime-sized red mark on the back of his neck with some blood. According to Lewis Powell IV, of the Southern Spirit Guide, when the Alabama Paranormal Research Team investigated a series of Union Springs property in 2009, Pauley Jail was the only property that did not exhibit any paranormal activity. Isn't that funny how that always happens?
That's how it goes. Yeah. You never know. Like I always say, Whispers of State, perfect example. Yeah. First time, I'm like, nothing. Second time, oh, wow.
That's right.
It's a little crazy. This investigative team says, after our initial walkthrough, we determined there were really only two sections of the jail where it would be worth setting out any equipment, the second floor cell block and the third floor cell block. Given that both cell blocks were a single metal structure inside a single two-story echoey room and only had eight cells altogether, the potential for hearing any loud sounds such as knocks, doors moving, footsteps, etc., was strong from either floor. As such, it was a relatively light setup, and we would mostly just shift between the two floors throughout the evening. With the exception of our XLS camera, the equipment we used was just hauled upstairs and downstairs as needed. For the bulk of the investigation, we used our Olympus WS-852 voice recorder, our set of illuminated catball toys, our REM pod, and our SB7 spirit box for conducting the Estes method sessions. EMF meter also saw a bit of use in validating the lack of power to the building, but otherwise wasn't used as an investigative tool in this instance. Additionally, we had the spirit talker and necrometer. Have we ever heard of that? Necrometer?
No.
Smartphone apps running. Oh, the necrometer smartphone apps running the whole time. Our thoughts on these apps have been expressed previously, but for the sake of experimentation, it was worth having them run in the background. We used them to get discussions started and moving out, or I'm sorry, started and moving, but tended to ignore them more often than not. So, they used a lot of stuff. Yeah, I'm not sold on the apps. They did said since the only claim of any sort of apparition that was inside the jail that didn't coincide with the specific schedule was that of Willie Upshaw's killer on the third floor, and we decided to set up our XLS camera in the doorway leading to the third floor. But didn't say if they had any results. So interesting.
Yeah. J.W. Mann, he was arrested for disorderly conduct and was taken to the poly jail.
And that's what he did?
That's what he did.
Huh.
And he, took himself out with a cigarette.
Yeah.
Did you guys, we were talking about lynching of, what was it, Aberdeen, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the tree. Supposedly it happened. They put a cage around it. And so it's in the back there and like still obviously it's fallen over or whatever, but they're like preserving it apparently for history. So it's the tree behind the Poly Jail. This is the old Midway Jail. It's like,
Yeah, it said, one of the research teams, they got, voices over the radio, device that they're using, saying Polly and Moonshine.
Oh.
I bet some moonshine was... There was some partaking of moonshine there.
Well, yeah.
Alabama. Always have Alabama.
Jailhouse hooch.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
How do you know such things? How did we figure out how far away it is?
No, I didn't look it up. The man jailed for killing Willie Upshaw later hanged himself upstairs. We didn't talk about that, did we? That he hanged himself?
I think we mentioned it, but it was worded a little different.
Okay. He said he is blamed for the heavy swinging sounds still heard inside the jail.
So it's not Upshaw. It's his...
Killer.
Killer, yeah.
Yep. Interesting. Yeah, this is a very cool place. I like to go check it out. Yeah, I don't know. What is it? Union Springs, Alabama.
Mm-hmm. It's 9 hours and 10 minutes away.
That's a jail, courthouse. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit of a drive.
There's a police station catty corner from that. There's a funeral home down the road. City Hall. There's a 9A Nutrition. Napa Auto Parts.
And a Starbucks.
And a little Chinese restaurant.
Oh, right.
So we're set.
That's all we need.
Right. I need something other than Chinese restaurant.
Country club. It's all the comforts of home.
Anything else on the poly jail? Did you guys?
I would like to go. I would too. Looks very quaint, right?
Yeah, an old, cool, cool old building.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very much.
Mm-hmm. I'm sold.
Yeah, I'd love to go.
You think there's an iron-toothed vampire in this one?
No.
One can only hope, right?
Yeah, I don't think there's a
darn it.
And I don't think there's an iron tooth.
I bet there's ghosts that bite you though.
Yeah, that story about the guy, you know, getting hanged and then shot over 150 times.
Oh, that's everything.
Yeah, I don't think I've heard that.
That's horrible. That's a lot. I mean, can you imagine what he looked like at that point? Like
just riddled, you know,
just terrible. Nasty. Yeah, I've seen Bonnie and Clyde, like pictures of them.
Oh yeah, you know, their bodies, cars, and they got lit up.
And
yep,
yeah. So I can't imagine what one body at 150 shots would look like.
It'd be terrible. Oh well. So we don't have anything else. Is that it on Poly Jail?
We're going. We love it.
Yep.
Go check out the
pictures.
And it's doable.
It's doable.
We like our Alabama.
That's a drive.
Under 10 hours.
That's a drive there.
On our way down to Gulf Shores, right?
I guess we all could drive 3 hours, take turns.
That's right.
I would like to see it.
Yeah.
I'd love to go see these old jails.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know? But did you guys see any prices or anything? Like what it cost to tour or to investigate? I didn't either. I had plenty of websites and I didn't see anything talk about like what it cost to investigate or take a basic tour.
There's a haunted dinner and investigation.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
A haunted dinner. Yeah. At the Poly Jail?
That's what it says. Okay. This was back in 2022. So it's like it was a public event, but it is over.
Oh, okay.
So apparently they've done that in the past.
Well, maybe we'll just do our next live show in Poly
Jail. It looked like a cool event.
Whatever.
Exactly right.
You think people are going to travel 9 hours to see?
Isn't that funny? How you have some of that stuff and you just don't ever take it down? And that's apparently what they did.
Hmm. Well, if that's all we got, Nate, what do you have for us for this episode?
If your mattress starts to feel really hot, I suggest getting up and getting off of it. And that's a wrap.
Yeah. So what you're saying is if it's on fire, don't stay. Don't stick around.
Yeah.
Get off as soon as possible.
I advise moving.
I told
terrible though. I mean, I'm not.
I did. That is terrible.
Trying to laugh. But
I told my brother that one time, like we were talking about like a catastrophic thing happened in his life. And I was like, it's like your house is on fire. The first thing is you got to get out of the house that's on fire, you know, like first step.
Right.
Get out of the house.
That is right. Yeah.
That's right.
All right. Well, thanks, Nate. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our middle-aged mini 257 and our discussion on the Poly Jail in Union Springs, Alabama. So until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.